The Inside Pitch, a positive look inside positive people from the sports, entertainment, and business world. Now, here's Marvin Lau.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Inside Pitch. I'm your host, Marvin Lau. Our program guest is former Andersonian Mark Bowser, corporate training expert, motivational business speaker, and author. We'll be sharing thoughts with Mark about his latest book, Christmas Hope, and there'll be so much more. My teammate in the WHBU studio is our producer, Nick Isbell. Mark Bowser, Nick Isbell, and of course, to you, our valued listeners, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Inside Pitch.
Good morning, Marvin. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, Mark, it's great to have you as our guest on the Inside Pitch. And, you know, there are so many things that you and I could share, but let's begin with a brief bio on yourself. Then, while visions of Christmas are still fresh in our minds, I'd like for you to tell us about your latest book, Christmas Hope, and what it's all about. Mark, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Marvin. Yes, I am from Anderson. I grew up in Anderson, lived there for a good chunk of my life. In fact, there's a connection between you and me, Marvin, which you're an old golfing buddy with my my dad and my uncle, which have lived in Anderson their entire lives.
Oh, yeah. Great guys. Wonderful people.
Oh, absolutely. It's Ed and Bill Bowser, and they run the Bright Corporation there on 38th Street in Anderson, and have, well, my grandfather bought that business back in 1947, and so it's been in our family for a very, very long time, and been very, very good for our family, and I know you've been out there many, many times as you guys need to go play golf.
Sure have, and of course, you know, there's another connection. Let's see, he'd be... your cousin, I guess, Steve, right? And and he's a big, frustrated Dodger fan just like I am.
Hey, if you guys would just come along to the Reds like the rest of us do, you'd be happy.
Yeah, and you know, I have to tell you something. By the time we're doing this program, I will have already been to the Portsmouth Murals Banquet in Portsmouth, Ohio, which is a big Cincinnati Reds to-do. This will be my fifth one, and I absolutely love going there. And the Reds people are great people. Now, how about that? From a Dodger
fan. Well, hopefully
fan.
We'll be able to persuade you to go one step further and actually root for us.
Hey, I did this year. I did. I was disappointed, you know. But let's see, is that what this program was about? Are we going to talk baseball?
Yeah, the entire Cincinnati area here, because I live in the Cincinnati area today, we're all a little frustrated about what happened at the end of the season. So that's a little bit of a sore spot here.
Sure. So we won't talk about that. But you know what? There's a lead in here. Every failure teaches us something, doesn't it? You know?
Absolutely. It's in fact, there is no success without risk, and there is no success in most cases without some sort of bump in the road that goes along with that risk.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, any more on the bio that you want to talk about there? Otherwise, Christmas Hope.
Well, let's just jump into Christmas Hope. Okay. Many people who are listening to this probably know what I do for a living. I'm a motivational business speaker and an author. And my newest book is called Christmas Hope. It came out right before Christmas, which makes sense. And what it is, it's a short little book of inspirational Christmas stories. What we did is we took some Christmas stories from two of my earlier works, Power Nuggets, as well as Unlocking the Champion Within, two other books, and we combined those into this one little series just to give a little Christmas hope during the Christmas season. Because many times, Christmas is a time of great joy for many people and many families, but it's also a time of frustration. Time of depression, a time of heartache because of past memories. And so what Christmas Hope is designed, no matter where you are on that spectrum, is to give you that little bit of that joy, a little bit of that perk in your step. And that's what Christmas Hope is all about.
Yes. And, you know, that hope should carry through. It's nice if it can carry through throughout the year. You know, I look at the Christmas tree. and I think of how decorated it is, how beautiful it is, and you see all these lights and everything, and then Christmas comes, and then New Year comes and goes, and here's the Christmas tree in a pile to be maybe burned, you know, from that standpoint.
Right.
And I think, but that spirit that we all have, where regardless of our faiths and things, where we're wishing the best to everybody, that should never die, Mark.
I agree. It shouldn't die, but unfortunately, it many times does. It's kind of like a New Year's resolution. Most mm-hmm. people's New Year's resolutions die by and wither on the vine by February.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we don't know how to set goals. Many times we don't know how to set a positive attitude and a positive mood. And I think we're seeing that more and more in the world that we're living in today because of everything that's going on from a economic situation here in our country to the worldwide stress situation with terrorism and so forth. People need to be able to stay optimistic. People need to be able to stay with a vision for a better life of themselves. And that comes through that hope, who comes through stories in most cases, and that comes through taking those stories of hope and then translating it into your own life, into your own rock-solid goals with a game plan that actually reaches those. And that's the key, I think, that keeps people focused all throughout the entire year.
Right, right. You know, we've got your website pulled up here in front of us, and folks, that's Mark Bowser, B-O-W-S-E-R, markbowser.com. And you've got so many things on there that are so interesting. One of the things I found so interesting is your subject of leadership. And I really enjoyed reading the article that said there are three leadership styles: autocratic, democratic, and free reign. I found your definition of those very interesting, and perhaps you might like to share some of that.
Sure. First of all, I believe that leadership is the core ingredient for anybody's success, bottom line. In fact, I wrote a book some time ago called Three Pillars of Success, which deals with leadership, mm-hmm. sales, and customer service. And they're in that particular order because of the order of importance. If any organization, whether it's a mom-and-pop organization or a church or a family or a Fortune 500 company, all of them are pivotal around those three pillars. The first and the most beneficial one is leadership. I believe it's John Maxwell who said, everything rises and falls on leadership. If the leaders are strong, the organization will be strong. If the leaders are weak, the organization is going to crumble. And where the three styles come in is everybody has a style of leadership. But what happens is many times people just live their leadership and they don't think about their leadership. Well, I believe you have to do both. And so what happens is we have people matching the wrong style with the wrong situation. What we have to do is we have to have situational leadership where your principles lead the way, but you adjust your style to fit the people you're leading and the situation they're in. You don't change yourself. I'm not asking people, Marvin, to change themselves and who they are, but I'm asking them to change their communication style within that. For example, autocratic, we saw a lot of the autocratic style in corporate America right after the World War II, right around 1950s, 1960s, even into the 70s. And a lot of that came about because most of our CEOs of companies at that time got their training in the military. Now, autocratic works very, very well in the military, because what you have to do, it works great in crisis and emergency situations. If we're, Marvin, we're sitting in a foxhole, and all of a sudden our leader goes, move, and you go, well, wait a minute, let's think about that. Well, you're going to get shot. Autocratic worked in the military. But what happened was these leaders now came into corporate America, and they realized that didn't always work. Giving just straight, bold orders didn't always work in corporate America, and people didn't jump on it. So then you had the other styles. You had the democratic style, which is more let's vote. Let's vote. Mm-hmm. Let's see how many people want to go left, how many people want to go right. Well, they found out that doesn't always work either, because what if you're making a major critical corporate decision? Do you want everybody in the entire organization to vote? I don't. One, not all of them have all the right input. or the knowledge base to make that decision. Second of all, it's too slow. By the time you make the decision, your competition has already beat you.
Yes.
The third style is free reign. Now, free reign is pretty much where the leader just kind of sets the vision a little bit, and then they let the people just run. Now, free reign can work if you have a solid, experienced team.
Yes.
It doesn't work if you have a lot of rookies out there, mm-hmm. because the rookies don't know what to do, and they need some guidance. Mm-hmm. And so what I teach is a combination of the styles. You have to match the style with the people you're leading and the situation they're on at that time. And then you're always in sync. You're in sync with your team, you're in sync with your vision, and you're in sync with the action steps that follow out of that vision. And that's why understanding those three leadership styles is so pivotal for particularly young leaders as they're beginning to develop themselves in corporate America and even in politics and in military and whatever avenues that they have in their life.
Right. And, you know, I found that so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Sure.
Right now, we're going to take our one and only program break, and I'll remind you that you're listening to The Inside Pitch on News Talk AM 1240 WHBU. I'm your host, Marvin Lau, and we'll continue right after these messages. Since 1968, Edgewood Service Center has served its customers, specializing in brake services and tune-ups. Marty Hall and his associates have kept my vehicles running great. A member of TechNet Professional Auto Service, they also offer U-Haul rentals. Located at 2802 Nickel Avenue in Anderson, you can call them at 765-644-2320. That's 765-644-2320.
If you have old audio tapes and records you can't play anymore, I can transfer them to CDs for you that you can play in your CD player or iPod. Hi, I'm Al Stone, and I specialize in transferring old reel-to-reel and cassette tapes, microcassettes, and records to CDs. Give me a call toll-free at 1-877-241-6381 or visit my website at myaudioandvideotodisc.com. That's myaudioandvideotodisc.com.
Lauren Frith and affiliates provide a consortium of classes for world-class multi-craft manufacturing skills. Classes designed to meet global manufacturing technology demands and make America more competitive. Explore the demand for skilled jobs by emailing Lauren Frith at lfrent@aol.com. That's lfrent@aol.com, or you can call Lauren at 419-865-8503. Again, that's 419-865-8503.
This is Al Stone. Are you tired of all the negativity on cable TV and some talk radio shows these days? Well, take a listen to The Inside Pitch with Marvin Lau, a positive look inside the world of sports, entertainment, and business. No yelling, no arguing, no personal attacks, just positive thoughts from positive people. For an uplifting half hour of radio, tell your friends and family to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:30 on News Talk Radio AM 1240, WHBU, The Inside Pitch with Marvin Lau.
Welcome back to this edition of The Inside Pitch. I'm your host, Marvin Lau, and you're listening to News Talk AM 1240 WHBU. Our program guest is former Andersonian Mark Bowser, corporate training expert, motivational business speaker, and author. We've been sharing thoughts with Mark about his latest book, Christmas Hope, and in this part of today's edition, we'll learn more about his profession, his expertise, and some of his other books. Mark Bowser, I'm going to briefly refer to some possible discussion points and some highlights I viewed on your excellent website. And I might say that's markbowser.com. Now, Mark, choose to comment on whatever you wish, or if you prefer to discuss other things, then let's go there. Okay, Zig Ziglar, markbowser.com, Power Nuggets and your other books and where our listeners can get them, corporate training, we talked about leadership and the styles, three facts of leadership, vision, social media like LinkedIn, Facebook, and so forth, how people can contact you, Mark, and get your services, and hey, is there something I forgot to mention?
I think you covered about all of it there, my friend.
Okay.
Let me just start out with talking about Zig Ziglar.
Okay.
We lost a great man
yes.
about 5-6 weeks ago. Those of you who may not be aware of it, Mr. Zig Ziglar passed on to his heavenly reward right around Thanksgiving time. Zig was a huge inspiration in my life and still is through his work. I'm associated with the Zig Ziglar organization, have been for years. I'm one of the few people who have the honor to be able to not only sell his content seminars, but also to present their seminars. And so that the Ziglar name is linked with me implicitly. I'm certified endorsed by Mr. Ziglar and worked closely with them and his son, Tom, who has been running the organization for a number of years and have worked with him for a number of years. And so we lost a giant. And one thing that I am really, really thrilled about is we have a book that's going to be coming out, probably will hit bookstores in about 15 months. It takes that long to get through the publishing process in many cases, called Sell Success. And we are thrilled to be able to have Mr. Ziglar a part of that book. He was still alert enough at that time and that he had some input in that. What that's about is for sales professionals. And I write the story that goes around the whole book and weaves the book together. And we have contributors who have presented their content, and then I shape that into the book and into the story itself. And so we have the first chapter is a chapter on Zig, on some of his content, and that he has to teach salespeople of generations to come. And so we are thrilled to be able to have that input. The other people we have in the book, Tom Hopkins, Todd Duncan, David Ricklin, Tony Alessandro, just to name a few of the experts that are going to be in there. So we're really, really, really thrilled about what that book's going to do to help sales professionals sell more products and services. But we're doubly thrilled to be able to have Mr. Ziglar in there as one of the last major projects that he had some input in. So we're thrilled to have that. So that's a connection I have with the Ziglar organization and able to sell some of their products and so forth. And so I'm thrilled of what they've been able to do to help me over the years. In terms of how to contact me, those of you who need sales training or leadership training or communication, public speaking training, or customer service training, those are the main areas that we focus on. It's real simple. Marvin mentioned my website, which is markbowser.com, or you can simply email me at mbowser@markbowser.com. That's mbowser@markbowser.com. Another thing your listeners might be interested in, we just recently started a blog, and that's where people can go find some articles that I've written, link to some books, and so forth, and that's just simply markbowserblog.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned LinkedIn, so let me just touch that. If your listeners are in corporate America and they're not on LinkedIn, they should be. LinkedIn is the professional Facebook. Facebook is powerful. Facebook is personal. And that's where its impact comes. But LinkedIn is where professionals go to connect with each other. And so LinkedIn is a great way to network. It's a great way to find prospects if you're a salesperson for your business. It's a great way to connect with other people who can give you answers and you give them answers for what they're seeking.
Right.
And so I encourage people to just check it out. It's just LinkedIn.com. And I am open to networking with anybody, so if anybody wants to network with me, all they have to do is contact me on there. You can do a search for Mark Bowser, or you can just simply linkedin.com/in/Mark Bowser, and that'll go directly to my page.
Right, and you know, excuse me for interrupting you
sure.
for just a moment. I think we should let the listeners know
that you and I arranged this program. It all began on LinkedIn. How about
that? That's right. And so it is so powerful. So even though Marvin had other ways to contact me, the easiest way for him to connect with me was through LinkedIn, because their system is so streamlined. It is one of the simplest systems I have ever used. Would you agree with that too, Marvin?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I highly recommend it. If you have a business or if you're a business person, LinkedIn's a must. And so I'd highly encourage it if you're not. It's free, by the way, folks. It's just LinkedIn.com, and you just sign up, get an account, and you're on the races.
Right. You know, I'd kind of be remiss if I didn't reference here our producer, Nick Isbell. I know Nick he's the guy that makes this possible. He's kind of like my leader, you know? And Nick, comments?
Well, Mark, you know, you're talking about leadership and all this, and let's look at some of the places that you've helped out. You helped out here in Anderson, the former Highland High School, and then also I saw you did some stuff for the U.S. military. I think it was the Air Force, was it? Or and what exactly did you, you know, show them? Was it more or less, you know, this is how you get, especially for Highland High School, this is how you get your students to do, you know, this, this, and this? Or was it more in-depth thing? What exactly did you instruct them when you taught, when you went over there?
Well, for Highland, it was with the faculty, the teaching faculty that they had then. It was just to come in and give them a few skills, more of a personal development in for themselves. And my belief is when the person is better, they are going to be better at influencing no matter what their job is, whether it's a teacher, such as the case of Anderson Highland, or with the U.S. military, such as the Air Force, in terms of what they were working on. With the Air Force, and memory serves, I was teaching them on customer service. And many times we think, customer service in the military? You bet. And sometimes they are the best at that, because they understand that customer service is beyond just to the external customer. Customer service is also internal. And in the case of the Air Force, customer service is with each other. When they're dealing with other officers and enlisted personnel, they have to learn how to service with each other so they can be their best. Some of the other organizations I've worked with over the years is Southwest Airlines, the Limited, FedEx Logistics, Office of Inspector General over in Arlington, Virginia, and that was an exciting time. That happened right around 9/11. I was teaching them a series of classes, and some of them happened right before 9/11. Some of them happened right after 9/11, and so the impact that we believe we were able to make with that personnel during that very, very stressful time in our country was not only an honor to be able to serve them in that way, but also we think was very, very helpful as they moved forward with their organization. And so that's just an overview. I've worked with universities from Anderson University to Princeton University. So it's been an honor to work with a number of different areas, from students clear to national leaders. And so that's been a huge honor and a privilege to be able to do that over the years.
Okay. Well, Mark, thank you so much in that regard. Nick just flashed the 3-minute sign to me. So with 2 minutes for closing, that leaves us about 45 seconds. And, you know, I'd like for you to just, if you can, say how to get the most from a seminar. Okay.
Well, how to get the most from a seminar. What happens in many cases, from my experience as a seminar leader, is people enjoy seminars. That was great. That was wonderful. That was motivating. And then nothing changes.
Right.
And so what I always encourage is to have 3 action steps. To take 3 things out of that particular class that you attended and start taking action on them immediately. Now, why 3? Because 3 is manageable. If I said, write down the top 20 things you liked out of the seminar and start taking action on all of them, nobody would do anything because it's too much. They choke on it. 3 is manageable. It'll take about 3 weeks, 21 days, to form those 3 action steps into a habit.
Yes.
Once that has become a habit, then they can go back to their list and pull a couple more ideas out and start working on those. But you do it in small bite-sized chunks instead of huge gulps.
That's great. And Mark, with that, another edition of the Inside Pitch comes to a close. My thanks go to you. We're going to have you as a regular guest. I hope that's possible. Folks, go to markbowser.com and learn more. Be sure you join us next Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. when our program guests will be WHBU program producers Nick Isbell and Wade Stokes. We'll be taking a look at the teamwork, preparation, and ideas that bring into reality another edition of the Inside Pitch. That's next Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. Thanks to our producer, Nick Isbell, to our sponsors, Lauren Frent and affiliates, Recorded Memories and Edgewood Service Center. Thanks also to our advertisers and to those of you who support the Inside Pitch. And until our next edition, visit the Inside Pitch at iPitch.com. And animal lovers, stay tuned for Critter Conversations with animal lover Jan. I'm Marvin Lau, and thanks for listening to the Inside Pitch on News Talk AM 1240 WHBU.